11. And if you need one, there's probably one in front of you there. I'm going to ask you if you'd use your phone, that you don't check your email and text somebody else and get lost in all your stuff there. Say amen. How many knows you can get distracted? Oh, nobody in here. You're all mindful of that. Amen. It's a good tool, but we need to keep it where God has it. True? My message title is The Wave of Return. Now, how many have been saved for a little while in this room? How many of here have ever been to another fellowship and you spent time, you sowed into that fellowship? How many of us, the Lord knows where you're at? That no matter where you're at this moment, God's able to still bring your harvest back. Well, that's kind of weak in here. How many of us, the Lord knows where you're at? So God's able to make all grace abound. So it isn't that you've missed it because you're not at that place. It's just you're in position to receive. And see, that's the big thing. If you were a farmer and you planted all this grain out in the field, but you never went back to harvest it, how many of sooner or later, either somebody will take it, it'll rot, or it'll get eaten? Yes or no? How many knows that when it comes to planting seed, that if it was good seed, but what if you ate all your seed? You wouldn't have a return, true? See, a lot of believers get mad at God. Well, I tried. You don't try giving. You're a giver. You don't try Jesus. Are you with me? You live in Him. But a lot of believers will eat their seed and wonder why they don't have a harvest. When the seed goes in the ground, it's released from you. And if it's good seed, it will always germinate. So your job is not to grow it, but to plant it. How many of those, God will give the increase? And if you think about it, none of us in this room could ever pay the Lord for all that He's done. Now, in the next few weeks, this is a strong word here. I want everyone to hear this. That when people think and just disregard what Christ has done, what they've done is they've trampled the blood covenant under their feet and gave it no regard. In heaven, that is a serious issue. Because one day you will face Jesus, who gave His life for you, and what did you do with it? All you did was trample under the blood. How many knows that will not work in heaven? So when people think that's such a light thing, that's a serious issue in eternity. That's another day. But when it comes to giving, look at Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Are you there? Starting with verse 1. It says, cast your bread upon the waters, for you shall find it after many days. When it comes to Scripture, we're encouraged to give. We know the Scripture, given it shall be what? Notice that there's no deposit, there's no return. Notice it says, cast your bread, cast your corn, cast it out there. Now, all of you have seen water at some time, have you not? Yes or no? How many have ever seen a wave come up and it brings it to where? The shore. How many have ever been at maybe a beach and you turned your back to the ocean and got slammed down? How many here have ever taken a big gulp of salt water? How many of you get undignified at that moment, don't you? You're all, it doesn't. You don't care who's looking at you, because all you're trying to do is get that out of your body. True? I learned that one time as a young boy. I turned my back to the water, and man, a big wave came in, and it slammed me down, and it drugged me. And some places still have some coral. Oh, man, I was all scraped up. And you know, when you got a cut in salt water, how many knows that just aches too? It was miserable. I'm choking on the water. I'm all cut, all the hurts. I'm like, this is no fun at all. I know salt water is fun, but that was no fun at all. I learned my lesson there. But notice the word, cast your bread. Somebody say cast. If you're going to receive what God has, you have to freely enter that area. If you're taking notes, number two, we need to give in uncertainty. We need to give without the hope of a profit or return. Many times we want to, oh Lord, give it to me now. Notice it says, in many days you'll find it. Too often people are waiting for the right environment to give. I'm here to tell you there is none. There is none. Do you know what? Jacob sowed in a time of famine and reaped 100-fold that same year. Sometimes in our mind, well, if I can just get to the place where I'm here, then I can give. Believe me, those uncertainties of life will always be there. It's kind of quiet in here. When it comes to casting, we need to be patient and cast it out there. If you're taking notes, in James 5, verse 7, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. The husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth and is long-suffering for it till it receives the early and latter rain. When God looks at us, he's looking for us to mature into things of faith. The bride has made herself ready. It's the same way when it comes to seed of giving. If you're looking for the opportune moment, it will never happen. It's kind of quiet in here. Look at this verse. For thou shalt find it after many days. Notice that means the fullness of days or within many days. Life has a lot of things in it. Would you agree? But we need to scatter that seed for a blessed harvest. In 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6 through 9, he who sows sparingly reaps. But he who sows bountifully, what? You cannot outgive God. In our giving, you can't look for, well, I'm going to do this in. I'm going to wait for this. It just doesn't happen. Be consistent in those areas. Say, Lord, I'm going to be faithful to you. Even with this, many times we have this, well, if I give, I need that return. I need that return. I need that return. Don't have that heart. Just give. Don't put a little addendums on it. I'm just going to give. And you'll find that God has a way of bringing it back. You have to put it on quite a few waves, and then the return comes in. How many want to live a life that on every wave of return, there's a blessing there? That means that individual has spent that time in that arena. Listen, God can make you smart in here. Do you believe that? Not everything has been invented yet. In fact, some of your ideas when you were younger, you wish you would have patented it. I'm serious. It's like, man, I wish I'd have done that because now that's out there. I remember one time, honestly, I designed a wrench when I was young that I wish I would have patented it because now it's on the market. I mean, the Lord can drop it in your spirit. Sometimes you got to step out on that and say, Lord, amen. I found a hairdresser. I heard of a hairdresser that found out hair soaks up oil. Brought it to an oil company and became a multimillionaire. Can God do that for you today? Or are we limited to what's being done? Can God give you the wisdom you need? See, many times we're like, Lord, give it to me. Lord, bless me, bless me. When you give, just give it out there. Don't have this preconceived idea. Well, I'm giving and shall be given. Well, where's my return? God, you're late. I gave. What are you doing? I mean, that's the wrong attitude in giving. Give with no pretense at all. I'm going to be faithful. God will always bless the faithful man or woman. Amen? Number three, be a risk taker. Faith is activated by stepping out. Look at verse 2. Give portion to seven, also to eight. For you'll not know what evil shall be upon the earth. This verse doesn't mean break your seed, as you read in verse 6. It means in a period of misfortune, listen, we need others with us in our giving. How many knows it matters what we do? I'll give case in point. When we couldn't meet back in March and April, the needs that came to the church were the needs that were met by all of you. From toilet paper to food goods, that whatever the need was, I'm telling you, 100% of what somebody asked for came in during that time. We had people that would drive all the way down, almost to Monroe, to pick up toilet paper so somebody could have it. I mean, that's God working in and through us. During those times, we need each other. That community works. Amen? Even somebody wanted a barbecue sauce in a bottle, and it was the right stuff. What are the chances of that? This lady was so overjoyed. Oh, I prayed for it because I couldn't find it anywhere. I know it's simple, but how many of us it brought a blessing? Somebody bless somebody. Then we have to look at it and say, you know what, we need each other during this time. Later on in the year here, before the end of the year, I'm going to begin to speak a little bit about pestilence. That in the book of Revelation, it talks about pestilence would be in the land. How many see it started? Listen, we have to be ready to meet our God. I'm not looking to meet the Antichrist, but the Christ. I'm looking at my own life, say, Lord, I'm being prepared as the bride for the bridegroom. How many of us, we need to be ready, church? I said, we need to be ready. Come on. Say, God is good. If you're taking notes, in Luke 15, verse 8 and 9, it talks about a woman who had 10 pieces of silver, and she lost it, but she swept her house and was diligent till she found it. And when she did, she called all her friends to come over and rejoice with me. That's how we need to be in this area. That when God brings it back, when you find it, let somebody know. Be thankful with that. Say, God did this. God met my need. God, how many of us, he receives the glory. And nobody in here should get jealous if somebody is blessed. Oh, look at that. He's blessed. Yeah. Amen? That's including the pastor. Say amen. Now, I'm not extravagant in areas, but bless God, I'm on a car that runs. No, the pastor is taking a vow of poverty. You don't deserve squat. Amen? Do you know what? A true Israeli doesn't believe in poverty. Neither should we. Amen? Now, I've seen it go on the other pendulum where the person is worshipped. That ain't right either. Say amen. What I appreciate about this church is there's a good balance. You respect the person in leadership, but you don't worship the individual. How many of us, that's a good mix? Amen? And there's truthfully, I would do it and help you do it, and I'd do it too. Amen? Nothing's above or beyond me. Look at verse 3. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if a tree falls towards the south or towards the north, that's where it's fallen. So shall it be. This is the proverb. It's better rendered this way. It's good that you do well. And the strongest impulse of sympathy needs to be our natural response. When he's saying, listen to me, the tree can fall here, it can fall here, but that should not keep you from being a giver. It could fall towards the north, so it falls. I'll jump ahead for a minute. If the tree is good and it blows over, isn't the fruit still good until it rots? Then even if a blow comes in your life, your fruit's still good. Hallelujah. God doesn't, if all of a sudden everything was stripped away and everything was blown apart, everything was gone, I'm here to tell you, your tree is still good. It may be down, but it's not the tree, it's the fruit. And I've learned this. Sometimes if you get knocked down, it gets a chance to scatter more of your fruit in other places. So all of a sudden, you got not one tree, but a whole bunch of trees growing. Hallelujah. And if you got kids, your offspring now has the potential of being more of a blessing. Amen. How many want that in your life? Jesus said this in John 7, verse 38. He who believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. The fruit is still good. Listen to me, the beneficiary may be the north and the south, but I'm here to tell you, the gift of love is always out there. It'll never be lost. If you've sowed in other places, I'm here to tell you, that still's reaping fruit. That's good preaching today, Pastor. Are you joining us? Good verse 4, number 4. Thank you, brother. Look at verse 4. He that observes the wind shall not sow. And he that regards the clouds shall not reap. Listen, in our zealousness, in our giving, we need to continue in that. If you're looking for seasons, you're going to be weary with it. If you're saying, I got to do this, it's not going to work. Galatians 6, verse 9, do not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we don't faint. That means an untiring performance in one's calling, in one's giving. Don't give up. Be zealous with it. I'm not looking at the pandemic today, why I'm not giving. Say amen. I'm going to give right on through. Hallelujah. If it gets worse, I'm still going to give right on through. I really believe that the worse it gets, the more God's provision is going to be available. Amen? Do you think God can take care of 1 million people? Anybody have a problem with that? 10 million? 100 million? Billion? Can you think He can take care of all that? Do you think He can take care of all those who ever make it to heaven? Then Jesus broke it down. If I can feed the birds, I can take care of you. Where is your faith? Come on. We need to start looking and say, God, I want to be faithful with this. I'm not going to just observe the seasons. That's not going to be the reason why I give or not give. Come on. Notice that he who observes. There's a warning in Scripture. Do not be timid, listen to me, and take the laming influence of the world that it chokes out our effective, fruitful giving. Jesus will make a way. Amen? And if you're into Scripture, and hopefully you are, you ever notice how Peter was before he got born again? He did this, he did this, he did this, he did this, he did this. Cut off an ear, da-da-da. But after the resurrection, something changed in his character. When he got filled with the Spirit, he began to slow down a little bit and allow the Lord to do more work. Sometimes we're in such a rush today to slow down, let the Holy Spirit work. I want people saved as bad as you do, especially family. Sometimes you got to let the Holy Spirit, let it go before, Lord God. Open up the door. God, you work this out. Amen? And I've learned this. If I share with your dad somewhere, somebody's going to witness to mine. Amen? How many of us were faithful in those arenas? Look at your life right now. I want everybody at Lighthouse to receive the maximum God has ever promised. That's my goal as a pastor. I don't want to hold back any of the Word of God. You can't wait for a favorable season to give. The climate of the day is not suited for it, but you have to push on through. Many times people miss the proper period of action by waiting and holding back. Then they find out that now it's too late. We can't go by excuses. Amen? Come on, God will meet all your needs. I said, God will meet all your needs. According to what? His riches and glory. When the Holy Spirit lays upon and you know it's the Lord, you can step out. If you're a married couple, believe me, God will speak to both of you. It shows more of the Lord in that situation. Amen? I know when my wife and I are praying about giving to certain areas, we'll come together and say, this is what the Lord's speaking to me. And it either will be 100% or it's not. And we haven't preempted it either. Is that good stuff? Amen? Are you enjoying this? Look at verse 5. As you know not the way of the Spirit, or how the bones do grow in the womb, listen to me. Even so, you know not the works of God who makes all. In your giving, expect things beyond your understanding. The way of the Spirit, believe me, is so greater than anything we could ever imagine. John 3, verse 8, the wind blows, you hear the sound, but you can't tell where it comes. That is also with everyone who's born of the Spirit. The scripture reference here in Ecclesiastes, Psalm 139, 13 through 18, talks about being clothed, covered in your mother's womb, that you're fearfully and wonderfully made. Think about it. God wanted you on the planet. He said, I'm going to take care of you because you're my kid. Are you with me? You're my kid. God has obligated himself to take care of you as a son or daughter. And if you think about it, the principle of giving is so opposite of the world's way. Here's the world's way, here's God's way. Amen? Come on. If we could all back up and now you're all 4 years old and you could learn this principle, how many would start to sow at 4 years old? I met one student that way. This little girl got her life right with the Lord. She lost her family later on. So a family adopted her. And as a little kid, she began to grow. I saw her in the church for years. She came in youth group. She said this, "Pastor, I really don't have anyone to bless me when I'm older. My parents are gone." I said, "You know what? I'll agree with you that God's able. He'll be father and mother to you." And this girl held on to that word. It gave her some joy. I want you to know that when it came college time, a couple came in devastated. They lost their daughter. She got killed in a car accident. And they had this money set aside for college. And they came up to me and said, "Pastor Tom, is there a person in this group that could use this?" I said, "There is. I'm sorry for your loss." I wept with them. But they wanted to do something in memory of her. I introduced her to this girl that lost her family. And her 4 years of college was paid for in full. Can God do it? Yes, there's a tragedy. Yes, the tree fell. Yes, you couldn't prepare. But God said, "I'll still work. I'll still work." This girl held on, even though she had great loss. She said, "I'm not going to let that deter who I am in my giving. No matter what you go through, I want you to know that God still works." Oh, say amen. The actions of God, the dealings of God, His future, many times it's a mystery to us. It's unfathomable by man. How can this ever work? But God says, "I will do it." Too many times we try to calculate how God's going to work it through when He's so much greater than that. The only way to really know what God's doing is by His Spirit. That's how God does it. Amen? When God begins to work it out, He'll make all grace abound. Hallelujah. Come on. Notice the scripture, verse 5. You don't even know how the bones grow in the womb. I love that. We try to calculate everything, but you can't challenge God's work. How can God take some dust of the earth and fashion you internally, externally, then breathe in you the pneumas, the breath of God, and all of a sudden you stand upright? What a miracle that is. When we think we are so mighty, we can't even do even nothing of that. How about this? I'm going to spin every universe by my spoken word, and I'll keep it by the word of my power. We have a great God. He's saying, "You want to enter into what I have? These are the principle you have to follow. That God will not violate His word." And the Bible says, don't worry about the heathen that prospers. Even the wealth of the wicked one day is stored up for the righteous. Are you hearing the word here? You may enjoy the time in your lavish lifestyle while on the planet, but you live 70, 80, 90 years, it'll be gone. Then you'll wonder, "Man, I missed it." And what would you exchange on that day? Hallelujah. Come on. I believe God's going to meet our needs according to His riches and glory. When God's word goes out, the power is released. And when the power is released, it creates new life even in an old planet. God breathed upon this area. I'm praying for a return for you, church. You're faithful. That God's able to make all grace abound. He's able to give you the wisdom you need. Hallelujah. That proven wisdom, as it says in Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Let's look at verse 6. "In the morning, sow thy seed, and the evening withhold not thy hand. For you don't know whether it shall prosper either by this or by that, or by both alike." What that's saying is that we need to give regularly. Here's a true fact that I know for, and some of you will just go, "Yes." There's been times I've given here, and I thought this is the blessing of the Lord, and it crashed and burned. But over here, God began to work in that situation. The Bible says you don't know on the means it's all going to come back. either one way or another, or even by both. Your job is just to give. His job is to bring the return. How many are getting it? Too many times we're like, well, if I do this, I do this. If I miss this off, and I've been at a church that used to do this, used to tick me off. If you don't get in this offering, you will not be blessed. That's compulsion. You don't give under compulsion. You give regularly. Amen? That I don't know if it'll come by this. It possibly will. Or by this, it possibly, or by both. But God will bring the increase. My job is not to determine that. Amen? It's like a giant tennis match. Here, I serve the ball over. Lord, it's in your court. I don't have to worry about it on my side. Hallelujah? I'm just waiting for the return. And I know God's going to bring it. In Psalm 126, verse 5, he who sows in tears will reap in joy. There's no doubt about it. That we sow in those arenas, Job 4, verse 8, for I've seen that he who plows iniquity and sows wickedness will reap the same. Look, I want to sow righteousness, amen? How about this? He who wins souls is wise. All these are scriptural principles. Look at verse 6. It says, in the evening, withhold not thy hand. Be diligent in your business, morning till night. That means be incessantly active. It says, and in the evening, hold not thy hand. That's like double labor. I'm going to make sure I got my labor and my labor arranged. Equal opportunity. If one fails, the other one's going to succeed. If God destroys one work that I don't know, he's able to bring it in another way. It's like shooting a second arrow. I know it's going to hit the mark. But I'm going to be faithful with it. A lot of people have wrapped up a whole, oh, Lord's just got to do it this way. I found out that he can do it so many ways. Amen? I've been personally at the gas station. And a guy handed me his hose from the next lane over. Say, listen, I put too much on there. I don't want to go back up to the line. There's a good amount of fuel. Stick that in your tank and take the rest. Huh? I thought he was kidding me. I stuck his hose in my tank. I almost filled my tank up. I didn't ask for it. I wasn't looking for it. I had my own money. Can God make all grace abound? How many of you have found things on sale? Found it at the store? Found it here? Anybody? Has there been ever a testimony that God has came through that you didn't even know how? God is able to make all grace abound. We have to walk in it, whether by this or by this. Lord, it's in your hands. My job is just to be consistent. Amen. When I look forth it, I'm looking forward. God's able to bring it, and it's all, say it's all good. Amen. Are you enjoying today? Look at verse 7. In your gifts, keep your eyes on the big picture. In verse 7 says, truly the light is sweet. It's a pleasant thing to behold the sun. But as man lives many years and rejoice in all of them, let him remember the days of darkness, that there have been many, all that comes in vanity. Rejoice, O man, in your youth, and let your heart be cheered in the days of youth. Walk in the ways of thine heart. I've seen in my life great joy and great sorrow. I've seen in my life just unbelievable things, and man, some things are just terrible. But with that, I can still rejoice in my heart. The righteous will never be forsaken. Amen? I've seen God destroy this out, wipe it out, nothing left, and all of a sudden it came this way. This is the way, walk in it. I've seen it in families, I've seen it in people. God's able, but it's that consistency that positions me. Oh, that's awesome, Pastor. How many of us do we need to be that consistent? We want it in our life. If there's no pretense in our giving, then we're not all freaked out about it. Say amen. How many of us, God's able. And I'm going to testify to this church. We are real frugal in what we do. If we don't need it, we don't get it. Amen. I'll give you a testimony. See that camera above my head right there? That projector? I waited 3 years to get one of those because we didn't have the money for it. 3 years. Well, I could have bought one yesterday. I mean, it's, Lord, you're able. I put this to practice too. Lord, as you provide, you guide. That means your provision goes before. Now, I'm not saying that for a bad thing. I mean, remember the old overhead things. Good night, that's antiquated. Say amen. Come on. Lord, I think we can step it up here, Lord. And I can see him chuckle like this. My grace is sufficient for you. It will come. Lord, I want it yesterday. Lord, you're kind of slow. You're kind of behind the scenes here. Let's step it up, Lord God. Whether it's this way or this way. Amen? Can God do it? Are we faithful long enough to see it come back? What are we doing with our seed? Are we eating it? Are we putting just some pretense upon it? Are we saying, Lord, you got to do it this way? Or are we trusting him? As it says in Ecclesiastes 11, I'm going to let him work. This will revolutionize your giving and your return too. How many want to return? How many want to see it come back in every way? Oh, nobody in here. When you get to verses 9 and 10, it talks about there's a calmness, there's a contentment. And even in divine judgment, God can work. But we need to be consistent, cheerful, and enjoying the blessings of life. If somebody gets saved, shout unto God. What happened downtown at Hugs, God will credit to you for righteousness. Because you've supported the ministry. Amen? And what I know about the Lord, and here's what's going to blow us all away. When you get to heaven, come talk to me about this. That while we've lived for him here, he has multiplied the seed around the world. That somebody's going to go, because you did this, this happened, this happened, this happened, this happened, this happened, this happened. I heard the gospel. My family got saved. A whole village got saved. A whole town got saved. Can God do that? He always multiplies. That's why Jesus said, my body is broken for you. If it isn't multiplied. He says, I have to go away so I can give the Holy Spirit. Now Jesus is in you as well as me. Now Satan has to deal with all the Jesus is in us. It's always that way. He's never in that place of, the only time it's subtracted is when it's depart from me. I never knew you. Reduced down to nothing. In heaven, God will continue to meet your needs. He'll continue to bless you. He'll continue to provide for you. Well, we need it now. People need the provision now, and the church needs to supply it. Say amen. Come on. He is our hope. He is our future. We have to say, Lord, I want to be faithful with that. Is this good? Listen to me. In this, listen, the trees may fall. God may wreck this area. And I'm not saying he's being bad. He may dry that resource up over there, but I'll bring it here. Lord, I'm not going to choose that. But I'm going to make sure I'm double diligent. I'm going to shoot the second arrow. Hallelujah. I like it when it comes in both sides. There's only been twice in my life that all my prayer requests were answered. Every single one of them. Twice I had every single request answered. Then I thought to myself, I need to pray more. Say amen. How many of us that we can still speak that? How many have prayed for one another in here? How many have asked the Lord to touch and work? Let me see your hand. Listen to me, keep that up because that's community blessing. That's part of the package. That positions us not only to receive prayer, but to see God do more things. I want you blessed. Would you want somebody blessed? I know this for a fact. The Lord dumped $1 million in your bank account. Would you pay the church off? How many do that? Okay, then be faithful with what you have. If you're faithful with this, I'm able to do this. Now let's look at the wave. I'm going to cast on that wave. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to say, oh now. No, Lord, what happens if I be faithful again? The next wave goes out. And then I made that a month and that wave went out. And then I made that a year and that wave went out. Then I made it a lifetime. It's gonna come back. Amen? But I still need to be in position to receive it. Because if I'm off in sin and I'm asking for the blessing will come, but where's it going to go? Oh, that's good preaching. Be always in position. God's able to make all grace. This morning, early in prayer, for you in this church, like you, I've sowed in other places. I'm praying for a return back. God knows how to locate you. Say amen. And I've noticed this, that I can't determine which wave is coming my way. I just got to be ready to get it. Hallelujah. Say amen. That one that missed me wasn't mine. And I'm not upset that you got blessed. Oh, you're hearing a word here. If that wave blesses that brother, praise the Lord. That wasn't your wave. Too many times we get all bent out of shape. Well, I've given too, Lord. No, that's not your wave. My job was to cast. God's able to find me. Amen? I said he's able to find me. And when he does, more we received. I want health to be your portion too. Anybody want that? A great deal of my prayer time is praying over the church for health, strength, safety, provision. It is. As a pastor, as a priest, that's what my role is. I don't take that lightly. That's just the truth. Then I want you healthy. I want your strength to be there. I want your family and your kids blessed. Amen? Praise the Lord. Enjoy today. I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to apply these scriptures. Apply them. God will bless you. It's his word. He'll do it. Father, thank you for this time. That, Lord, teach us your word. That, Lord Jesus, we know, Lord, that you will honor. You've lifted your word above even your own name. And Lord, for all those that are watching today, God, continue to lay upon our hearts to be faithful with so little. Lord, you called it unrighteous mammon. So Father, help us to be faithful with little. That Lord God, you said cast it, then not many days. There'll be a time frame, Lord. We know there's seed, there's time, there's harvest. But soon it will come back. And I pray a return. Lord, those that have sowed in other areas, Lord, bring that seed back to them, that fullness. Continue to bless their families, Lord, in every measure. Go with them now, God, in strength and power in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for your time this morning. God bless you. Have a great week. We'll see you soon.